from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Labor Day weekend. There's a lot going on in our hometown. One of the things we love is our high school football coverage. Yeah, football is here, both high school and college football this weekend. Professional football and the Steelers don't start till next weekend. Joining us from the Post-Gazette Hall of Fame writer is Mike White. Mike, good morning.
Hello, Larry. How are you?
We're good. One of the big games is the one we're covering for obvious reasons. Aliquippa hosting Bell Vernon, both state champs. That's unusual. Before we get to that, though, you wrote a couple of stories about a couple of coaches that I wanted to share with our audience, and one was the passing of a very popular coach.
Yeah, Jerry Haslett of Alder Dice in late July. He passed away suddenly, and, you know, he had been such a fixture, I think, in not only at Alder Dice, but in City League athletics. And, City League athletics sometimes get looked down upon, but I think he was one of the more uplifting things for City League athletics, and won a championship at Alder Dice first time in 50 years. And I think, Larry, they are kind of like maybe – I just get the feeling a lot of people in Western PA are rooting for Alder Dice this year because of what happened to them. And they won their first game of the year against a WPL team in Fox Chapel. We had them on Quest for the Best KDK Radio last night, and they think they have a pretty good team, and sad story. They seem to have bonded together at Alder Dice, and because of this, the players have, and new coach, Mark Mattson, and I think, you know, they will be one of the most interesting stories, I think, of the year.
And I would imagine that, when something like that happens, it's a chance to pause and think about how people are brought together by high school athletics and how much these coaches spend of their own time. And they don't do it for the money. They do it for the love of the game and how much people appreciate them, especially when they're gone.
Yeah, unfortunately, Larry, but I will say this, from years of doing this and doing some coaching myself, and you just hear, I hear it so much from people over the years and players. One of the persons that has maybe a profound impact on a kid is their high school coach. It's still true to this day. Even though so many problems with parents and administrators, and you can really have a profound impact on a high school kid, because one of the reasons is take for example football. If you play for 3-4 years, that coach is around you so much, and in the fall he's around you probably more than your parents probably. So guys can still have such a profound impact, and I just have so many kids say, you know, even guys going to the NFL, one of the most important people in their life was their high school coach, and it still is today.
Yeah, you have the power to inspire in a phrase, a look. Teachers and coaches every day can change lives, and they do. So a shout out. And one other coaching note, a very, very popular and successful basketball coach at Mars made, for some, a surprise announcement.
Yeah, you're talking about Rob Carmody at Mars, the boys basketball coach there, resigned after 26 seasons. But, you know, I'll go back to the point you just made real fast, and I'll talk about Rob. I have a keychain, a medallion my wife gave me, and I think it applies to everybody. I keep it on my keys. And it says, a good coach can affect a game. A great coach can affect a life. And I think those are people like Jerry Haslett and people. And, you know, and Rob Carmody affected lives, too. 26 years at Mars. And, Larry, they were nothing in WPL basketball before he got there. They had won one section championship, been to the playoffs four times. His years, they went two WPILs, nine section championships, over 400 games, impacted a lot of people. And he really didn't want to do this, but without being too long-winded, according to him, he got in a situation where he is a co-owner of a company, a metal finishing company. It's a family company of his wife, and they had some changes as far as owners retiring and another one with some health issues, and he had to step up and it'd be a lot more for him at work, and he didn't want to give away to his family, and he couldn't spend as much time as he would like and go all in with basketball, which he does, and something he had to give, and he said it wouldn't be his family, it wouldn't be his job, so he felt like he had to step away from basketball, but guy put Mars basketball on the WPAL map.
Yeah, and what a talented family he has in basketball and football, too, over the years. And we wish him all the best. Now, tonight features a big matchup, Aliquippa perennial champions, state champions again, against Bell Vernon, also winning a state champ. How do two state champions end up playing each other?
Well, it is very unusual. You don't see it often, especially in the WPIL. But how it happened was last 2 years under the PIAA realigns classifications every 2 years, and Bell Vernon moved down from 4A to 3A. They won the last two state championships in 3A, and Aliquippa won the state championship last year in 4A. Now this year, Bell Vernon moved back up to 4A. So, you never have two teams usually in the same class that are state champions, but because of those circumstances, you've got two state champions going at it tonight, and should be a really great one. And the thing is, the Bell Vernon lost so many players from last year, including Quentin Martin, who's now at Penn State, but they have not played a game. They did not play in week zero, and Aliquippa did not play in week zero. So really, Aliquippa is the coach of really, I think people are waiting to see really what these two teams are about.
And we got you covered here on KDK, Dan Zangrilli, Coach Johnny Lee, Donnie Football. We're going to have the Sport Talk Financial Kickoff Show at 6 and our Friday Night Lights football powered by Bowser Chevrolet. Mike, always enjoy your work writing and on the air with us, and appreciate your time this morning. Have a great Labor Day weekend.
You too, Lair. Good luck. Take care.
Hall of Fame writer Mike White with the Post-Gazette. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, AAA traffic powered by Bowser Genesis of Monroeville. Let's check in with Ellen Gamble.
All right, Larry, thank you. We do have delays out there. Looks like not everybody has started their holiday weekend early. A lot of folks making the morning commute, and some of them are on the Parkway West, all stacked up together with lots of brake lights. And backing right around the Parkway Center Mall overpass as you make your way into the Fort Pitt tunnels. Let's say you are starting your holiday weekend and heading toward the airport this morning. You have a great ride on the Parkway West from downtown points east out toward the western suburbs and Pittsburgh International. Coming inbound on the 376 stretch, past Wilkinsburg and Edgewood Swissvale, you'll get in line right at that Wilkinsburg interchange approaching the Squirrel Hill tunnels. All the earlier accidents have been cleared from the city side of the highway there. Continuing to roll well on 28 southbound and the Parkway North, I-279. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 725. I'm Ellen Gamble on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
So much talk about the weather this week, the heat. It's affected schools. You know, Pittsburgh Public, 38 schools on a half day scheduled today, which kind of works good into the weekend, though it's a disruption for a lot of parents who've got to adjust their schedules. But here we are, 92 anticipated our high today. Chance for some showers developing late night into tomorrow. Sometime tomorrow afternoon, early evening, we'll have a line of showers cross, and behind that, much cooler air, more comfortable, less humid even though it'll be seasonal on Sunday at 85. We're going to go to 75 on Labor Day Monday. Low humidity, plenty of sunshine, and a beautiful day. Right now we're at 71 degrees.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.